now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to this program. I am your host, and my name is Roland Trujillo, a very, very wonderful program. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been helping people for 20 years on the air through our Center for Common Sense Counseling. I've been talking about important issues, talking about families, about marriage, about divorce, about stress, about trauma, about upset and anger and resentment and hostility and hurt feelings and broken homes and broken people. And I've been offering help. Now, any help that is going to do anybody any good has got to have truth in it. It can't be a lie. It cannot be based upon a lie. It has to have truth in it. It has to be based in truth. It has to be the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It has to be without ego appeal, so it has an awakening quality. And there has to be some sort of love in it. But nobody knows, people don't know what love is. See, love is not kind and supportive and lovey-dovey. Oh, well, love can be kind. I'll take that back. Yes, love can be kind, but it can also be tough. It's kind of a tough love. And so today, what I want to talk about is the Tiger Woods thing, this Tiger Woods scandal. I want to talk about it so that I can offer some advice. I remember a long time ago, there used to be a phrase called other people's money. You've probably heard it. It's called using other people's money. It's the idea that, you know, it probably doesn't work anymore now with the economy as bad as it is. But it used to be, you know, you could buy a house, you know, put 10% down and finance 90%. And then the whole house would appreciate. See, the whole house would appreciate. And you'd get the appreciation on the whole amount, even though you only put down 10%. You see what I mean? That's called using other people's money. Well, today I want to talk about about OPM, other people's money, but this time OPM, other people's mistakes. You can actually learn from other people's mistakes. And so therefore, we're going to learn from the Tiger Woods scandal. Okay, we're going to learn from it. And so fasten your seatbelts and get ready, because it's going to be some truth and with some love. And so perhaps, you know, some of you will benefit, because you know, all these years I talk about these things, but people, you know, they don't listen. I don't know what's the matter with people. I went into Starbucks today. There's a nice lady there that does the serving. She's there quite a bit, and she's going to have a child very soon. And so I just wanted to drop a little hint. I casually mentioned that we homeschooled my own son. He's grown up now, but when he was a child, and he was very successful, graduated from college early, and or from high school early, and went to college, and you know, all that kind of stuff. But she didn't seem interested. It was like everything just went in one ear and went out the other. And she looked at me with a blank look and said, "Well, that's nice. Have a nice day, sir." So it was obvious that she's not a bit interested. Now, I would be if somebody said, "Well, we homeschooled my son. He graduated, you know, when he was 13 from high school. He started college when he was age 14, and he became a concert pianist. And, you know, he was reading by the time he was 3 years old, and he was reading the original Mark Twain, Huckleberry Finn, and Tom Sawyer novels when he was 6 years old. You see, and he's a great kid, well-adjusted, active in the community, does a lot of volunteer work, and so on and so forth. And now he's grown and in college, you know, doing some advanced studies, and then you'd figure they would be very interested if they were going to have a child. See, but I don't know what's the matter with people. First, something has to go wrong before they finally feel enough pain that they start to be interested in real answers.
Do you suffer from stress, Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. We're going to talk about the Tiger Woods scandal today. But I want to mention, you know, somebody said that the problem with people today is the apathy. They cannot believe the apathy. Everybody goes around with their little, you know, their little Blackberries. And it's like they don't care. Totally apathetic. See, so there's so much apathy. And it's not until, you know, things get really bad for somebody, when they hit rock bottom, then all of a sudden then they look for answers. But then a lot of times at that point, here comes the phony love, the false love. I heard something the other day that was so good. It was Adrian Rogers. Adrian Rogers, a Christian minister. He's passed away now, but he made some beautiful sermons. See, I love to listen. I'll listen to good sermons or good philosophy or good anything, good poetry. See, whatever it is, whether it's Christian or Buddhist or whoever. If it's good, if it has truth in it, if it has the ring of truth, then I like to hear it. I don't care whether they're a progressive or liberal or conservative. See, it doesn't matter what country they're from. I don't care. If it has the ring of truth to it, I'm glad to hear it. But he said something very interesting. He said, human goodness is badness if it leads away from God. Human goodness is badness if it leads away from God. So when people, you know, because they don't live properly, they get themselves into some kind of a mess. See, and it's only when they get into a really, really big mess that finally, you know, the pain drives them to look for answers. And at that point, just when they could be ready to hear the truth, the kind of truth they could make, whereby they could change their attitude and really start to make amends, well, what happens? But people rush in with false love, with false answers, false security, false acceptance. See? So now you see. So the problem I have is I go on the air and I talk about very important things, about giving up resentment, about being a good father, being a good mother, being patient, being, you know, honest, fair, brave, and kind. You know, not hating people, not resenting people. I talk about those things over and over and over again, but it goes in one ear and out the other. I get blank stares, you know, and they say, well, that's nice, that's interesting. But only when people really, really have a need for real answers are they going to listen to me. And even then, see, it's just luck if they happen to listen to me, and it is. So at a time when they're receptive to the truth, you see, receptive. Otherwise, somebody rushes in and takes them away from truth with so-called human goodness. See? So I've made some good points here. Now let's talk about Tiger Woods. Well, now let's look at this situation. You see the problem, ladies and gentlemen. I think wasn't it Shakespeare who said, "Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned." Ah, yes, a great line. Hell, it could be, I don't know what, probably from Hamlet or Macbeth or something, or perhaps one of his poems. "Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned." You see, ladies and gentlemen, what's the problem with this Tiger Woods thing? The problem is, that all across America and all around the world, there are ladies who are saying to themselves, see, I told you so. There just are no good men. No one is principled. Men are beasts. Men are dogs. See? And they become contemptuous. Contemptuous. See? Lack of respect for men, because they say all men are the same. They all fall. There's no man of principle. There's no man to be trusted. And it makes them contemptuous. Because you see, when a man does not live according to principle, when he lives, if he dishonors himself, see, if he has the appearance of it, see, a lot of times even the appearance of impropriety, see, even the appearance of impropriety is a temptation to others to judge him. See, to judge and to assume the impropriety. You see, ladies and gentlemen, look here. Let me take it another step. And incidentally, I wrote a great book. I've written several books, but two of them are particularly excellent. One is about men and women. It's called "My Husband and I Argue All the Time." And the subtitle is Time-Tested Truths for Healing Relationships. It's an excellent book. And then I have another book called My Daughter Does Not Want to Clean Her Room, A Handbook for Parents and Kids of All Ages. See, well, both of those are good. You should get both of them, because there's something about husbands and wives and parents and kids. Both of those books, it's all there. Let me just say that a lot of ladies have been used and abused in the past. They've been taken advantage of. See, their father failed them. See, their father wasn't there for them, and they resented and judged him for that. Then they went out into the world looking for love, and there were boyfriends and so on, and the boyfriends took advantage or used them. Maybe they got married, their husband, you know, used her to support his ego, or he didn't have love for her. See, he used her. See, or maybe he was a decent, halfway decent husband, but there was something missing, some kind of fatherly quality missing. Or he didn't have impeccable honor. See, so because of the use and the abuse, see, she becomes it was a trauma for her, because she resented it and hated it. So she begins to look for it. She looks for it. She expects it. She expects to see every man, to see him looking at other women. She expects to see him fall. She expects to see him fail. See? And when he does, she puffs up. See? Puffs up in pride and contempt for the dog that he is. You see, she puffs up in contempt and has a feeling of superiority. See? So now do you see the harm when a father, when a husband, when anybody, when a public figure fails or has the appearance of impropriety? It causes millions upon millions of people to become contemptuous.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about when men failed, and then women become contemptuous of them. See, you can't blame them. You cannot blame the woman for being contemptuous of men that fail. But having said that, it still is not good. It's not good for anyone, one of us, to be contemptuous. It's not. What is good for us is a sweetness, a calmness, a humbleness, a sincerity, a respect for other people. See, who are respectable. Of course, we mustn't. We can't. There's no need to respect people that aren't respectable. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, nowadays you have so much that is not respectable. You know, if you turn on the television, you see, you know, the sitcoms, the people engaging in very foolish antics and, you know, obscene and crude behavior. If you listen to the rap music or so much of the music, it's obscene, it's crude, it's degrading. A lot of the things that you see people do are degrading. They degrade others, they degrade themselves. The way they look, the way they act, the way they dress, the way they talk, see? And the video games, you have these horrible, disgusting video games with people, you know, shooting each other in the video games and so on. It's just awful. So everywhere you see people acting without dignity, without respect, without honor, see? And so people, we be contemptuous of others. We become contemptuous, and it builds pride. But you've heard the old expression, pride goeth before the fall. Well, when we become prideful, then we begin to live foolishly. We think we get away with things, and we begin to live foolishly. And before you know it, we suffer the consequences for it. So it's very good that there be respectable people around, and that people be portrayed as being respectable, and that people actually be respectable. That's very, very important. So now can you see, gentlemen, can you see now why I say that a man must never fail? Can you see now why I say that the man of the family, the husband of the family, he represents God in the eyes of the child, of the children. He represents God. See, little children, you know, none of us, few of us really, until we're older and we begin to seek and search and maybe are blessed to find. We don't relate very well directly to God, but we relate to other people. And a child relates to his father or to her father. And if father is respectable and good, if father is wise, if father is honorable, see, and decent, and long-suffering, and patient, and kind, and principled. All those beautiful virtues, that's very good for the child. See? So even if all the rest of the world is falling apart at the seams, if father is good, and father is there for the child, for him or for her, then that's worth a lot. Father is very, very important. Now, how about mom? Now, mom, see, a lot of ladies, most ladies perhaps, have been disappointed. They had a father who wasn't there for them, perhaps. Or he was decent, but there was something missing. Or perhaps he was no good, or he was gone, or their parents got divorced. She was hurt, she was disappointed, her father wasn't there for her. And she went out in the world looking for love, and she was taken advantage of by boyfriends or something, and then she gets married. See? So now, see, if her husband fails her, then to her she's just like all the other men that failed her. You see? So he must never fail her. He must be honorable and principled. And he must not even have the appearance of impropriety. He must be honest, fair, brave, kind, principled. You see? All right. I shall be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it says in the Bible somewhere, there's nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. Everything eventually is revealed. And like I've always said, well, when something, you know, untoward or bad happens, or people are shown to have feet of clay and so forth, then I say, well, you know, maybe it's good, because then we don't put our faith in them. I'll never forget, a long time ago, I heard about one of these children had that was dying of something, and she had a last request. She had a request. And her last request was to meet Pee Wee Herman. So Pee Wee Herman came to her hospital room, I guess. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when we discover that people have feet of clay, it doesn't bother me. See, I expect betrayal at the hand of people of each other. I expect it. See, I expect it, and so I'm not surprised. If I see someone that is good and is true and is pure and is honorable, then from the distance I respect them and I appreciate them. But even them, I don't put them on a pedestal and worship them. See? I do not worship Mammon. And so if people fail, then I say, well, so be it. But then I don't mind, because I know that God is good. And I know that Christ is good. And I know that there are good men and there are good ladies. I know that there are. And I know that there are good men and good ladies who have failed in the past. And through searching, they began to have a change of heart. And so I know all of that. And so, therefore, if I see someone who fails, then I don't like it. I don't judge them. I just see that they failed. That's all. But what I'm describing to you today is the consequences of failure. So all across America now, you have people that are more contemptuous, people who are disappointed. A lot of people are disappointed when a figure in whom they trusted fails them or has the appearance of impropriety. And so, therefore, now you fathers see how your role is. It doesn't matter if Tiger Woods fails, or Pee Wee Herman fails, or Bill Clinton fails, or George Bush fails, or any Hollywood actor fails, or any politician fails, or any minister fails, or any whoever fails. Doesn't matter. It doesn't help. It's not helpful. It doesn't make things easier. It makes it harder. See, it makes it harder, especially if you're just a little bit weak. See, a lot of dads are a little weak. They're kind of okay, they're decent enough, but they're a little weak. And so the kids are off to school, and the kids are off here, and the kids are off there, and they hang around with a bunch of other people, and they see all these things happening. They become contemptuous. See? So you see that it makes when these people do fail, it makes the father's and husband's job a lot more difficult. Because if his kids have had experienced failure at the hands of other men who have failed them, then they'll say, "See, I told you so." So it makes it difficult. Nevertheless, the father must not fail. See, he must not. It becomes even more important that he does not fail, that he have impeccable honor, and not even the appearance of impropriety. It becomes more and more and more important. And as more people fail, it becomes more important that he be that good father. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, a good father, a good husband, is so important. I cannot tell you how important a good father and a good husband is. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I say to you men, be a man now. Be the good father.
Hello. Many people listen into my radio program and derive benefit from hearing my message of truth. Others give the meditation a try. Many others visit the website and get benefit from our articles and archived programs. But life can be confusing, and some people get stuck or have questions they are still searching for the answer to. Hearing me and liking where I'm coming from, they could benefit from a little counseling. If so, Coach Roland is in his office and ready to help. Our life coaching is non-denominational and confidential. To learn more about our confidential counseling, email us at roland@commonsensecounseling.org and we'll get in touch.
Yes, indeed. And dear ladies everywhere, I assure you there are good men. They do exist. And perhaps some of the men you know, they may have made mistakes, but even they may change their ways and have a change of heart. Like the book said, I ain't, you know, what should be, but I'm sure a lot better than what I was. Something like that. Remember that book title? What can you do to protect your own soul? To protect your own soul, ladies, don't hate your husbands. Don't hate men. Don't judge them. If they fail, just see that they fail, but don't hate them for it. That's very important. Don't resent them. That's very important. And you'll be safe. Your soul will be safe. You'll be fine. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.